Corinthians chapter 14. And we'll once again seek to leave time for prayer at the end. And I want to consider tonight the subject about the Spirit of God as it comes up here in 1 Thessalonians 5. But perhaps before we read the passage in 1 Thessalonians 5, we should consider these. You don't have to turn to them. I'll just read them to you. Listen to this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 5. The very beginning of this church. Beginning of these people, maybe the Thessalonians, this would be the very beginning of their spiritual life. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost. Well, think what that would be if he came and there was no Spirit of God. But there was the power there to impact these Gentile people in Thessalonica. How about this one? Verse 6, 1 Thessalonians 1, 6. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, joy of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit, verse 5, here's the joy of the Holy Spirit. Verse 6, that's how indispensable that was for those people. And here again, here's an important passage over in 2 Thessalonians. I'll just read it to you. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, because beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief in the truth. So, how important is it, how important is the ministry of the Spirit? Now, if you come back to 1 Thessalonians 5, notice this other reference to the Spirit of God in the Thessalonians, in their epistles. Quench not the Spirit. Think indeed, how important is it not to quench the Spirit? The Spirit of God has a very important place in our life. So I'd like to consider this subject tonight, life-saving reproofs about the person and work of the Holy Spirit found in 1 Thessalonians. And I got that title, actually, from Proverbs 15. I like to look at the proverb of the day to see if there's anything in there that we should put in the message for that day. And I came across this in Proverbs 15,